As a matter of fact, you know, on this planet, there are only two things. There's Earth and water, period. And consequently, there is only two kinds of law on the Earth. There's the law of the land and the law of water. Most people have heard the term law of the land, and they have just assumed that's a phrase that's used to represent the laws governing your country. It's the law of the land.
Or your city or whatever.
Yeah. No, not at all. You're totally wrong. No, law of the land is a term used in maritime admiralty commerce. It is a very, very important word, law of the land, as opposed to law of the water law of the sea.
Two distinctive laws, I guess.
Two totally different laws. Now, law of the land goes back to what we call Latin civilian or civili, civil law. Incidentally, the word civil goes back to the Iles. The Iles were the gods of the ancient world called Iles, and they lived up on the hill, H-I-L-L. And that's a whole story.
See, what fascinates me is the fact that these things are carried down over so many years.
Yeah, thousands of years, and we still use the same term. Do you know that Julius Caesar, the Caesars of Rome, do you know where their seat of power was in the Roman Empire? In Rome, the seat of power for the Caesars was called Capitol Hill. And they went up on the hill.
Yeah.
And consequently, well, what did they go up on the hill for? Well, they went up on the hill to officiate over the Senate. And this is why they always had a dome. Why churches and by government buildings in the capitals always have a dome.
That's
because it goes back to the word domus. And domus gives us our word to dominate, domineering, domesticate, Dominican, domus. The word has a meaning, and that's why you have a dome over the Vatican, which is the same dome you have over the U.S. Capitol, because the word capital simply means money. It's an extraordinary world of hidden words and terms and symbols, and I'm telling you, when you really have time to sit down, as we would love to do probably another program, and just sit down and look at all of the words that are used in law and government and finance and banks. And why do you have a bank? Where do you find a bank? Well, first of all, when you go to a court, you have the judge who rules from the bench. Do you know what the word bench means in Latin?
No.
The word bench is a bank.
Huh.
And so therefore, where do you find banks? Where do you find banks on both sides of a river? It's called a river bank. What does a river bank do? It directs the flow of the currency.
Uh-huh. Good point.
I'm telling you, there's a whole world of occult, hidden words and terms and symbols that have been built up for thousands of years that are being used around the world, and the people have no idea in the world what's going on.
Now, the fact that all these words are being used, somebody will say, okay, Jordan, so what? So I use these phrases, and I don't know what they mean, but I know what they mean to me. I know that when I talk about currency, I'm talking about my money, what I get from my job. How do you answer these people when they don't know these things?
I would simply say all of that is true and it's not important until you are subpoenaed to court and have to go into a federal court and are arrested 2 o'clock in the morning under arrest, and now you've been charged with a heinous crime or something, and now you're going to be tried before a court. Now you need to get some money and buy an attorney. Why? Because you don't know what the world is going on now. You better know what the words mean, and you better know what the charges are. And this is why when a policeman pulls you over, he writes you out a ticket, because now you go into court, and they're going to charge you, just like with a credit card, they're going to charge you. And consequently, if you don't know how the system works, you are a sitting duck. So this is why education and knowledge is so important. And I'll tell you something else, George. This kind of knowledge is not important until you get in trouble.
That's true.
Now, once you're in trouble and there's a war going on and people are dying, or your father is going to prison, or somebody has made a charge and there's a major capital crime, Now you need to really sit down quickly with somebody who knows what they're doing and knows what the meaning of the words are, knows how the court works, and knows what to say. And this is why when you walk into a court, you have a fence and a gate. How many people have ever wondered what a fence and a gate is doing in a courtroom and what it means?
You know what? The more you think about it, you're right. You see on television this little wooden gate all the time, or court TV or something like that.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, architecturally, I have no idea why they put it there.
Very good reason why they put it there. It divides maritime admiralty water, the law of the sea, from the law of land. This is why when you go out to the beach, you will have something called a sandbar. And the sandbar breaks the waves as it comes in and hits the shore so that the water doesn't come too far onto land. And so it's a sandbar. This is why the attorneys have to pass the bar. So when you put your hand on the gate, you are passing the bar, and you're not licensed to pass the bar. Because it is the sandbar that divides the law of water, which is the court, from the law of the land, which is the people.
And I always thought they did it because it just looked good.
Funny of... No, government does not do anything because it looks good.
No.
Understand this, that all of Europe, most of Europe, America, and Britannia, all these countries of the Western world are basically a Druidic country. We are basically a Druidic society. And unless you understand the word Druid and understand the theology and the religion of the Druids, you're never going to figure out anything about America and Europe and what's going on in the world today.